Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
This segment is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by ComEd. Find electric safety tips and more at ComEd.com/safety. ComEd, powering lives.
Pete Futek.
He's great, with a capital G, at the highest level of grace.
Publisher of College Football News.
What is it that makes our military superior? He was like, that's easy. We're the only football-playing nation in the world.
He hates your favorite team.
Rankings don't matter at the end because they're just going to put Alabama in the college football playoff anyway.
Pete Futek on The Score.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We've got Pete Futek. He is on Twitter at Pete Futek. He of College Football News has a major college football team with proximity to this city that's decided now it can't really play. Hello, Pete. How are you?
How's it going? I'm digging looking at this couch here. That thing had to have plastic on it at some point in its career before you've using it for your video thing here.
No, this was a custom thing that the wife picked out when we had this little sitting area here off the main bedroom, and need a little love seat for the television viewing area. So this is, it's not my show. I'm
tasteful.
On
that. It's tasteful. It's, you need that. It works.
It's not my show, but I'm on that show literally in this case. If you want to see Pete Futak, you can jump on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. So what's up with Notre Dame? Is there, do they know how long they're going to have to be shut down?
No, but to take this in a positive direction from the start, this is sort of how the system is supposed to work. And as insane as it sounds that, you know, oh my gosh, this team's shutting down and this team is shutting down. Well, if you've got a team that you think might not be perfectly fine, you're supposed to not play. So, okay, if there's any question mark, it's just a silly football game. I mean, if you don't think you got it, don't play. They're going to reschedule the Wake Forest game till December 12th. Now, it's a problem when you're a team like Houston, which has had like a Spinal Tap drummer issue with a schedule, where every team it's played so far has had a COVID issue, and it's got postponed again this week. So they're not even going to start yet until maybe next week. So there are problems across the board in college football, but the rich teams like the SEC and potentially the Big Ten, the SEC is going to do the NFL-style stuff where they're going to monitor, put monitors on these guys for contact tracing. They're going to test them more. They're going to make sure that SEC football goes off. But some of these other schools, not so much. But again, look, if they can't play, you can't play. In a world where we don't have a really reliable test yet that everybody trusts or a vaccine yet, if you're going to try to do this, look, if err out of caution. If you can't do it in Notre Dame, okay, that's just how it works. And everyone else who thinks they can do it and is all right, go out there and go for it.
But what does this mean as far as eligibility and thresholds for a college football playoff? Something that already is, by its nature, controversial and subjective and debated. Now, if you have teams playing an uneven number of games, or say, yeah, well, they got that win, the quality of that win is diminished because they were playing against backups because their other good players had COVID or were contact tracing. Like, how can they even begin to figure this out?
It's the problem with my sport is that you're having a playoff based on a judging panel. And you can't earn your way in necessarily. And that's an issue. But now the College Football Playoff Committee actually has to do some work. Before it was like, all right, and there are a couple calls here and there, but really we're deciding between, is it Ohio State or Alabama? Like, okay, you know, not that hard, not that many crazy calls out there. This year they're going to have to actually look at the teams and go by the body of work and come up with the four best teams that they think belong in. Now, if they just want to do this based on talent, we already kind of know the four best teams really sort of are, so let's see it all get sorted out. But on the field, with everything that's happening so far, I think I mentioned this to you before, I want to have that argument where we have an undefeated Sun Belt champion and undefeated Big 12 champion, and I want to hear from the Big 12, give me on merit your argument why your team belongs in over a Sun Belt team. So there is going to have to be something about this, and look, keep your car on the track. You know, those teams that can't play, it's just going to have to be part of the judgment, but then we're going to go into all-conference play here pretty soon. There's not a whole lot of cross-pollination non-conference games to deal with. We didn't get to see Ohio State play Oregon or Michigan play Washington and things like that. So it's kind of hard, so we're just going to have to basically judge on what the conferences are going to be doing.
Talking with Pete Futak on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What do you think of how the Big Ten schedule rolled out? There are some people, Nebraska, crying unfairness.
I don't want to hear it. You know, that's a lot of chirping going on for a mediocre 5-win program at this point. And look, you wanted to play Nebraska. First, Nebraska was never, ever, ever leaving the Big Ten. The Big Ten's the biggest bad boy conference out there. It's bigger than the SEC, alumni base, money-wise, everything else. Fine, you want to leave Nebraska? We're going to go get Texas. We're going to go get Oklahoma. Like, the Big Ten can pretty much get anybody it wants outside of the Alabamas of the world. So Nebraska was never, ever, ever going to leave the Big Ten. So they're just kind of chirping a little bit. And they're just not that great. But, okay, you wanted to play. You wanted to play Nebraska? Go for it. Now, their schedule doesn't actually change all that dramatically much from what it was originally supposed to be. They could break something tasteful over the idea that Wisconsin's missing the big boys and gets Rutgers and gets Maryland. But look, you wanted to play Nebraska? Okay, go play Ohio State. Go play Penn State. Be good at football again.
Pete, do we know if some of these locales that are turning into hotspots, like Happy Valley being one of them as far as the percentage of cases, and looking at a rise in so many college towns themselves. Is that fact affecting big football in any regard? Is anybody taking it more seriously now? Like, look, these kids aren't listening. It may be somewhere else now, but it very likely is going to be us very soon. You know, how concerned can they be? Or is the horse out of the barn right now and nothing? And no positivity rate, no outbreak is going to be enough to stop college football.
Yeah, no, a couple different things to that. It's the arguments that are going out there where, okay, is it the fault of the college kids who are being college kids, or is it the fault of the colleges for not being like, what, really? We thought the college kids were going to be ultra responsible and sit in their rooms all day. It's, you know, so there's that, and then there's the college football side of this where, okay, the rest of the world might be on fire, but if this college football team in their little environment, I don't want to say bubble because they're not in a bubble, but in their little world, they're hyper-focused on, okay, don't go to that, hang out at that thing, don't go hang out with other people, and you're able to test, you're able to do all this stuff. College football is just going to kind of steamrolling on. Look, this started right out of the gate. North Carolina had to go all on online anyway, and students were doing everything remote, and the football team had practice the next day. So the hypocrisy and craziness of all this is, you know, out of the, you know, just insane. But college football is just saying, we're going to keep on motoring on no matter what. And look, so far, most of these teams have been able to keep everything pretty okay. And even when they're not okay, they isolate the guys who are infected, and then they just keep on marching. But at the moment, they're just going to keep on cranking this out.
The dynamics are so different than professional sports that have not only guys who have collective bargaining rights and who have signed contracts, they also have a lot of money. It's their job, and many of them have families, and yeah, they want to adhere to these protocols to keep them safe as well. What I picture is if you've got 80 guys on your roster, the bottom of the roster, they're never going to play. They know they're never going to play. They're just practice fodder. How do you keep those guys in the, look, we're doing this as a team? You know, I know they're part of the team, but they don't really have the same kind of commitment. If they say, you know, maybe I'm going to go out to a bar, but yet they're in the same weight room and they're in the same locker room, even though they're just not as important. The caste system on the rosters has to matter.
But it's not even that. The star players are screwing up. Look at what BYU had to cancel its game because, you know, its star players. Now, have fun with this. BYU had, what was it, like gambling night or whatever it was? Like, the stars are doing it. Memphis got on a party bus after they beat Arkansas State. It's almost, to your point, though, you almost have to treat this like the concussion issues, where as long as the players, without the collective bargaining, without the agents, as long as they know what they are doing, they're choosing to play. They don't have to play. They can keep their scholarships and decide, you know what, we're not going to play football this year because we're opting out because we don't think it's safe. They are, for whatever reason they're choosing, they need to know the risks and then play anyway. Now, the problem with that, though, is they have to rely only on the schools themselves, that they're going to do them a solid, make sure that they're keeping them safe. Whereas, like you said, in the pros, you're relying on very high paid people to collectively bargain that say, hey, there are people looking out for me on my behalf to know that I'm going to have the best case scenario. So the players just have to rely on the idea that, hey, look, even from just a real slimy standpoint, they need us to be healthy so we can go out there and play so we can generate the money. Outside of that, they're just flying blind here.
This segment with Pete Futek is brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been back to Burlington lately? Your store is restocked with unbelievable deals on amazing brands you love. Hurry in today. Amazing values are arriving every single day. Whether it's back to school, work, or just back, you'll love Burlington. Burlington, love the deals. What's actually happening with Deion Sanders and Jackson State? Because he is the coach, and he's taking it seriously. And it does, all of a sudden, the names were surfacing of a coaching staff that involved Terrell Owens and Warren Sapp, and then they pushed back and said, no, that's not true, because it looked like they're just begging for a reality series.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's getting the best people. Yeah, exactly. So, but Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders. He's not going to be the guy who sleeps in the office and watches 25 hours straight of tape every day and does all the crazy things head coaches are going to do. He's Deion. Yeah, but he's got to, he's into football. He's got the great football mind. He's got the name. He's, you know, a legendary player. I don't know if that translates to actually being a college football coach, but he does mentor players. He has been a coach and a consultant to players. So we'll see how that takes. But he's going to need assistants who are going to sit there and do nothing but grind. Warren Sapp, Terrell Owens, they're not going to do that work and sit there again for little pay at Jackson State and just grind it out. But Deion wants to be a big-time head coach. He wanted to be the Florida State head coach, and so he's paying his dues, and let's see if this actually works. But it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, because there had been, correct me if I'm wrong, there had been an idea floated regarding the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities. For all it's going to take is a couple of great players to decide, instead of Ohio State, I'm going to go to Grambling. Or instead of Michigan State, I'm going to go to Jackson State or go to Howard, and what that could do for the money for the programs, for the profile of the programs. And I sort of saw this hire as maybe possibly catalyzing that movement.
A little bit. More than that, though, it's going to be the idea of maybe they're going to play in the spring, because it looked now they're going to play FCS games in their championship in spring ball, where there's going to be a focus on that. Then forget now that the FBS teams aren't going to be playing spring ball. They can have this all to themselves, and they can do what the Big Ten originally was talking about, the Pac-12 was originally talking about, and move to spring ball. And then you get the higher profile when there's nothing else happening football-wise then, and you have real college football to a certain extent, which, look, you know, the average fan's not going to really, you know, get into it too much, but the gambling crowd will, so there's always going to be an audience for that. And at least you get a spotlight now instead of being buried like you would with the Ohio States and Michigans of the world once they start up.
Yeah, you mentioned the gambling crowd. Think about the chaos that you're going to have in line setting on some of these games. It's coming down to kickoff and
how
knowing.
About now? It is the most insane. It's guessing. I crushed it last week. I mean, I went 12-1 against the spread just because I went with all the under. I mean, you don't know. None of these guys are in shape. You don't know. Some of these schools, now they're not being dirty about this with as far as like not telling the players, but they're not necessarily telling the other teams who's healthy and who's not. So they're getting that competitive bench because they don't have to release, you know, which star players aren't going to be playing this week. The lines are just completely whacked out. So, this year, it is the craziest years ever for lines makers. And look, if you are one of those investors, if you're a money line guy, you are just, you know, dabble just a little across the board. You're rocking and rolling this year with college football because it is absolutely insane. No one's ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, not to mention, as you bring up the injury information, that you have coaches who don't want to share the number of positives of COVID, the amount of testing that's been done. I give a lot of credit. I don't know much about him, but Missouri's head coach, is it Elijah Drinkwitz?
Elijah Drinkwitz, yeah.
Elijah Drinkwitz, he said, and bless him for it, he said, I'm going to share all of the data that we have regarding COVID because this is a public health issue. And rather than, he said, any advantage that we may have competitively is trumped by a responsibility to the public. And those, I wish that what he said was amplified more in the college football community, because good for him.
And that's one of the schools that's blowing up. I can tell anecdotally of people I know who have it, who go there. So and Missouri's just gone crazy with it. So that he kind of has to do that. Now, on the other side, it's the wacky thing about college football is, now Drinkwitz isn't announcing his starting quarterback until he runs on the field against Alabama. Alabama's like, ooh, you know, you're going to, you know, hold this from us. But they have four guys who could potentially be the starter. So that's the difference between college and the NFL. You don't have to release your injury report. So there's some competitive advantage, but you're right. This is bigger than that. You've got to release all the data and all you can, but coaches are going to be head football coaches.
Pete Futek, continued good health to you. Thank you.
Anytime, Dan. Have a good one.
That's Pete Futek, and when we come back, we've got some Bears sound that merits a listen right here, because Allen Robinson was pretty strong yesterday, not just talking about his game that he had, but standing up for his guy, Anthony Miller, in no uncertain terms. We also had Mitchell Trubisky assessing his performance throughout the season, some stuff from Matt Nagy as well. There was a panoply of Bears sound, and as they get ready for what's a big game this Sunday, we want to hear from them. We'll do that next on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago Guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This segment's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, shop online. Then stop by your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
If you're still shaving with a razor that looks like a spaceship, you're throwing away money because you're just paying for that overdesign and underperformance. What you should be doing is what I've been doing for years now, and that's shaving with Harry's. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and they're not charging you more for their improved product. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as just $2 each. And what I love about it is it comes directly to you, and you don't have to stand around in the store and wait for the guy with the key to open the Lucite thing so you can hand over $37 for blades that aren't as good. This frees you up from all of that. And you can go to a store to get Harry's. But if you shop online right now, which you should do at harrys.com, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use the code DANB at checkout. Other razor companies use product improvements to increase their prices. It's just an excuse for them to take more of your money. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, not raising prices. How sharp are these blades? In a study with guys shaving four times a week, they reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. And they can deliver this quality because they own the whole shebang, from research and development to the factory floor. It's their own German factory. They stand by a 100% quality guarantee at harrys.com. This is the deal. It's a Harry's trial set. That's a five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. And there's free shipping. So it's literally just $3 for that. The only way to get it, go to harrys.com and use the code DANB.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple, in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventKnows.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers. They take care of us, and at AMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us, and it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
We are getting adjusted to a new normal, and we need to be smart about how we're doing business. Well, what a time for Stamps.com to be here to make things easier and safer. Thousands of small business owners are discovering the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months, and it's no wonder. They've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid crowds at the post office because they're doing it all from their own computers. With Stamps.com, you can print postage on demand, and you don't have to go to the post office. And you save money with discounted rates that you can't get there. Stamps.com also is offering UPS services with discounts up to 62% and no residential surcharges. Stamps.com brings all the mailing and shipping services you need right to your computer in the comfort and safety of your home or office. Whether you're a small business sending invoices or you're an online seller shipping products or you're just working from home and you're mailing stuff, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. It really is that simple. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, wherever you want to send. And when your mail's ready, you leave it for your mail carrier. You can schedule a pickup. You drop it in a mailbox. It is that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get great discounts, 5 cents off every stamp, up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. That adds up to a no-brainer. Saves you time, saves you money, and provides peace of mind. And right now, you get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. And there's no long-term commitment. Go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Bernstein. That's how you get the deal. Stamps.com. Enter Bernstein.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Once again, they're going 8 defensive backs on 3rd and 6.
No one down.
Trubisky takes a peek. Incomplete. Trying to lay it out there for Anthony Miller on a sideline toss, and now it's 4th down.
That's good coverage, too, by the rookie out of UCLA, Darnay Holmes. He made it a tough throw for Trubisky, but again, this is another one that was kind of on target. When you first saw it, I'm not sure I thought it was as on target as it is. That ball's right there, but I think Anthony Miller's worried about his feet coming down in bounds, trying to possess. Remember the one he dropped in the end zone earlier? Another pretty well-thrown ball by Trubisky.
The 3rd and 6, he was short on his route, so he cut it short. It probably looked like Mitch was late, but he was short on the depth of his route. So, again, I go back to details, and 17 knows that, you know, he knows that. He understands that. He knew it right away. And really the way I look at it is I go back to that, the drop in the end zone where Mitch just threw a really good ball. And if he comes down with that, who knows confidence-wise how that turns for him the rest of the game. But that's a part of football, being able to bounce back after a drop. It just was one of those games he didn't have as many attempts or targets, I would say. But he'll bounce back. I look forward to it. And he's a competitor. He cares, and he wants to help the team win.
That's some tough love from Bears head coach Matt Nagy talking about Anthony Miller. Thanks to CBS for that highlight. It's a bad game for Anthony Miller, and the coach wasn't shy in explaining what went wrong, taking the pressure off of his quarterback and putting the blame squarely on the shoulders of a receiver who's needed this kind of kick in the ass before. He has needed this kind of push, and we're waiting to see how he responds down in a difficult place to play in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Well, Allen Robinson also had himself, shall we say, an interesting game. He was on a Zoom conference with reporters yesterday, and the Bears' most talented offensive player was asked what the key is to ensuring that Anthony Miller's rough outing doesn't become a step back for him.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to him, you know, again. It's unfortunate, you know, for him, you know, that he has to even hear games like that being a rough outing. You know, there's plays out there that he knows that he could make, you know, but at the same time, you know, he's watching some games across the league. You know, it's a couple of drops. Dude drop passes, drop touchdowns. You know, at all for him, I don't ever think that taking a step back on one game should ever be an issue for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he goes out there, he plays hard. You know, he tries to make plays. He wants to contribute to the team. So that's never the issue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, statistically, he may not have had a better game than the prior week, but he's a better player, you know, than he's been in year three, than year two and year one. And that's what's most important, you know? So for me, as a vet guy, you know, I always try to tell him that, you know, no matter what goes on, no matter, you know what I'm saying, what you hear, you know that you've gotten better and you know that you're still climbing to be that player that you want to become. And that's the most important thing. You know, it's not a week to week basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of us are coming out here, you know, regressing or anything like that. I don't care what nobody say, you know, for myself, for Anthony Miller, whatever the case is, you know, each and every day we come out here to get better and we're trying to get better each and every day. And we are getting better. You know what I'm saying? We are better than we were the day before, the year before, you know, and that's the most important thing. And I try to tell all my guys that.
It takes a village to raise a young wide receiver, and Allen Robinson is part of that. But yeah, he's got to hear it's a rough outing. He heard it from his coach. It was. And he shouldn't be afraid of that. He should embrace it. And if that's what they feel he needs to motivate himself to be in the right place, to run the right routes, to have the right splits, to not go off script, they're still working at it. And he's too talented for them not to be putting in this time. But you hope that they don't just resign themselves to what he's showing he may not end up being relative to their scouting report. And a little quickie here that's of note, because remember Mark Grody was on talking about his proximity to the field and seeing how angry Allen Robinson was, the visible frustration after the third quarter interception by James Bradberry, and just what his emotions are. This is Robinson's response to what happened there.
I've made a career on making tough catches, you know, so whenever I'm not, you know, making those plays, it can be frustrating. But, you know, again, you know what I'm saying? That's all for real. I got to make that play.
Yeah, you do. And there was a concern that maybe this ongoing contract extension or lack thereof is affecting how he's going to play. So it was put directly to A-Rob. Are you more optimistic now about getting an extension than you were a week ago?
I mean, we know where we stand at. So right now I'm just, you know, trying to focus on the Falcon.
So that is a wide receiver doing his best job of punting. Mitch Trubisky also talked to reporters as well, and we're starting to learn about what it appears the Bears want to be offensively. And as Kevin Fishbane said earlier in the show, they're doing what the Bears used to say they would do, and that's get off the bus running. So what has that done for him?
I think it just helps create rhythm for our offense, and it's nice to have an identity. We know what we can lean on, and that's our run game and our O-line up front, creating holes and establishing the line of scrimmage. And I think it also helps them in the drop-back pass game as well. So it's nice to have that as part of our identity, but we want to continue to evolve with the run game and the pass game and just keep getting better. But it's nice to lean on that, and it's something we feel comfortable with. So we're just going to keep getting better and keep going with it.
Well, that's great. So what does that mean? What does it mean for Mitchell Trubisky? And now that he's won the job, in his mind, has he played up to expectations in these first two games?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's one game at a time, and I'm trying to improve in every aspect. I'm assessing every throw, every play I make, the decisions. And as a quarterback, you try to play a perfect game. You know you're never going to get there, but that's what you're striving for. And I still need to improve every single week, and there are still throws and decisions I need to improve on. And first game, the second game, I feel like it got a little bit better, and then that's the goal, to get better this week as well.
Anytime, kid. You can make it this week. Whenever you want to do it and play that perfect game, we'll all be here for you. Thanks to our guests today, Kevin Fishbane, Len Casper, and Pete Futek. Tomorrow, we are going to have our pre-Bears Friday Spectacular. Anthony Heron is going to be with us for the entire 10 o'clock hour. We're also going to check in with Matt Miller as well, get his football thoughts, and continue to monitor everything that is going on in baseball and the NBA playoffs and everything that is happening in your sports world. We've got Chicago Cubs baseball coming up in just a bit. Thank you to Brian Gertsch for directing the video feed and everybody who was part of our Twitch stream. We always thank Jay Zawoski for his hard work as well. And of course, the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz doing all the things that he has done to hold it all together here. So you've got Cubs, and hoping for, what did Len say today, 3 or 4 runs. So we'll set the bar low But that is coming your way. Cubs baseball straight ahead on The Score.
Every second counts in an emergency or disaster. Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications wants you to plan before an emergency strikes. Create a smart 911 profile at smart911.com or connect via OEMC's website at chicago.gov/OEMC. Smart 911 is a free and secure way to give first responders details such as your household numbers, pets, medical conditions, and medications. Get the help you need when you call 911. Sign up now at smart911.com or download the app because every second counts.
If a child can't read by third grade, they are four times less likely to graduate high school. 61% of low-income families have zero books at home. We all want to be the helpers. If you give a child a book, you give them a chance. Give a child a book today at ifyougiveabook.com.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us. And at AMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us. And it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, shop online. Then stop by your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
And now, Radio.com, WSCR The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the Nissan Pregame Show, presented by your local Nissan dealers and brought to you in part by Plumbers 911, Comcast Business, Menards, and Granger, proud official partner of the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. And now, your host, Zach Zaidman.
Already guaranteed a spot in the playoffs, the Cubs are now trying to win the National League Central and gain some momentum heading into the postseason. But after dropping 2 of 3 to Minnesota, the Cubs have now lost 2 of 3 in Pittsburgh as the offense has gone missing for the past week. Hi, everyone. A pleasant good morning to you from beautiful Wrigley Field, our broadcast location this season for all games, both home and away. I'm Zach Zaidman. We hope you're safe and healthy. Cubs in Pittsburgh to close out their 4-game series with the Pirates. The magic number to win the National League Central is 3. Cubs lead both St. Louis and Cincinnati by 3.5 games, with 4 games left for the Cubs. Joined now by Ron Coomer. And Coom, last night, an example of the Cubs' issues lately. 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 men on base, including the tying run on second in the ninth.
Yeah, it was one of those games. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow sometimes when you have an offensive group like the Cubs do that are very talented and you're not getting the production that you would like. Yesterday, though, I felt like was a little unlike some of the other games that we've had here recently where no runs have been scored. Yesterday, I actually feel like the ball was put in play and hit hard. Bodie hit 2 bullets and then flew out to deep right center. Anthony hit a couple balls right on the button. So there were balls. Maben had a good day with 2 doubles.
Baez almost launched a home run
Baez
to center.
Just misses the home run to center. So yesterday, even though the Cubs didn't score much, to me, that was not a day that you look at and go, oh, you know, it was just a struggle. No, it was bad luck at times, and that plays a part in our game, whether you like it or not.
So how do you fix it, though? Because ultimately, when you go through a rut like this and the playoffs are around the corner and everyone knows what's happened the last 2 seasons in September, how do you get yourself right?
Well, for me, I can only speak for myself, and what I did as a player is I would rate my at-bats every day. And the only person I felt like I could affect once the game started was me. So what I did is I would not look at the results of my at-bats. I would grade out my at-bats on what I did. So like yesterday, David Bodie hit the ball on a button 3 times. You don't have a joystick and move the ball around away from players out there. You just hit it as hard as you can hit it and take your chances. So he had a very good day, if you're rating his at-bats. Anthony, same thing. Mm-hmm. He had some really good at-bats. Maben, some good at-bats. Sometimes you get a few base hits, and you're swinging at pitches you shouldn't swing at, and you hit three little bloops over the infield, and you go, things might have worked out for the team that day, but I can't keep playing that way.
Right.
So I think when you look at the way you're playing and you critique yourself, each guy here has to do that and then make the little adjustments that they need to make. And when everybody does that, the offense will improve.
Let's check the pitching matchup for today. Alec Mills pitches for the Cubs while the Pirates go with right-hander Chad Kuhl.
Kuhl's had a struggle of a year. He's got an over 5 ERA, and there's some glaring numbers that stand out to me. Strikeout per inning, 25 walks in 39 and a third innings, and 33 hits. So that tells me there is a lot of traffic on the bases all the time. He's a guy that really, as David Ross puts it, splatters his fastball. So his fastball can be all over the place. But he does have a very good breaking ball, and he's got a good arm. So to me today, patience early in the ballgame. You got to let this guy beat himself. If he's going to walk guys and he's going to pitch behind, let him. And then when you get ahead in the count as a hitter, you got to be ready to hit the fastball. If you get something, gear up for one pitch in a location and be ready to hit it.
All about discipline for the Cubs from an offensive standpoint today. For Mills, what's the key to success?
I just think for Mills, you know, like the no-hitter day, he pounded the strike zone with all his pitches. He can spin a little breaking ball early in the count. But once he commands his fastball, then things really work for him. So we'll watch him early in the ballgame. If he's on either side of the plate and up and down on the edges with that fastball, if he's doing that, he's going to have a good day.
Coom, thank you very much. It's sunny and 70 degrees at the moment in Pittsburgh. Next up, Pat's Perspective with Pat Hughes on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Let's talk September baseball and October baseball, too, on the Lawrence Holmes Show, noon to 2 on the Score.
Introducing Papadia's, folded crispy flatbreads filled with melty cheese, juicy meats, and tangy sauce for just $6. And behold the newest Papadia, the Grilled Buffalo Chicken Papadia, with grilled chicken and zesty buffalo sauce, all for a mere $6. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Office Revolution, the official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio, creates beautiful spaces for your corporate headquarters or your home office. If you're working from home, say goodbye to that kitchen chair and makeshift desk and say hello to professional-grade office furniture delivered direct to your door. If you're returning to the office, let Office Revolution help you create safe and stylish workspaces. Visit OfficeRev.com to receive 10% off your home office order and to learn more about the best in return-to-work solutions.
Choose the industry champions at Lakeshore Recycling Systems for all of your waste recycling, dumpster, and porta-potty needs, whether for your home or business. Request a quote from a team dedicated to the customer experience at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and will deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
A dream bathroom's not only real, it's possible during the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath event with new low prices on Moen and Pfister faucets. Vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials, as well as free delivery for online vanities. So stop dreaming. Restore your space with savings on top brands at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 27th, U.S. only.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Cubs fans, wake up with Mully and Haw on the Score, Chicago's sports radio morning show, live and local Chicago sports talk, every morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Cubs in Pittsburgh this afternoon. Time now for Pat's Perspective, our chance to chat with the voice of the Cubs, Pat Hughes. And
Pat, starting today, safe to say it's going to be a wild 4 days, not just for the Cubs, but for the rest of baseball, too, as everyone tries to sort out playoff positioning.
Zach, this is really the fun time of the year. It's frustrating when your team is losing. The Cubs have lost 4 out of 5, but the Cubs are still in very good shape, leading their division by 3.5 games with 4 to play. It looks like the Cubs, you know, should be able to win the division. It's not a guarantee, but pennant races always take some unusual twists and turns toward the end, and that's part of the fun of it. And I wish, I was thinking about that Kansas City series against the Cardinals the last 3 nights. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, way down in the standings, they jumped up and they bit the Cardinals 2 out of 3. I wish I had $100 for every time in baseball history in late September where a team with a losing record beat a contending team 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4. Because, Zach, it happens every single year.
You know what else we're learning? Just based on this particular season, what makes 2020 unique is prior to the offensive doldrums that the Cubs have been going through for the last week, they were hot offensively. So when there's this notion that you have to get hot heading into the playoffs, it may not mean anything, even if the Cubs start going on a tear offensively over the next 4 games heading into the postseason. It seems like every game is on its own.
It really is, and that's the way you have to look at it. I think you can get a little anxieties worked up if you try to look too far beyond today. And, I mean, I'm just a broadcaster. All we have to do is broadcast the game. You're not facing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball or a slider that's breaking a foot and a half. So, but I think the players just have to focus on today, this at-bat, this defensive play. I'm going to hit the cutoff man. So many times it comes down to fundamentals. Turn the double plays. Keep the double play in order. Don't miss the cutoff man. So it's so much fun, though. I'm just thankful that the Cubs are a contender again. They've already clinched a playoff spot no matter what. But the Cubs play here in Pittsburgh today and then play 3 on the south side against the White Sox. You talk about twists and turns. How about the American League Central Division the last 4 days? The White Sox were in first. They've lost 4 in a row. Both Minnesota and Cleveland now have 4-game winning streaks. So it's Minnesota in first by 0.5 game over the White Sox. The Indians are 2.5 back. And further drama would be Cincinnati, one of the hottest teams in baseball, will go into Minnesota for the final weekend. The Cubs, of course, play the White Sox on the south side. Cleveland, after playing the White Sox tonight in their series finale, the last of 4, mm-hmm. Cleveland trying to sweep that series, but Cleveland goes home and they play these Pirates the last 3 games. So many things are up in the air. The possibilities in this National League Central are just endless with 3 teams. You've got the Cardinals, Reds, and Brewers all within a game battling for second place. And second place is a big deal. That's an automatic playoff position.
Right, and because the seedings are up in the air, this is what I do like for the Cubs. This weekend series on the south side against the White Sox, obviously it's always important anytime those two teams get together. But since both are playing for something extremely important, it's almost a playoff series that gets you into the playoffs, which to me is critical.
That's an interesting point, and I totally agree. And yes, you will not lose any kind of a competitive edge going into the postseason if indeed you have to grind. But I think on the other hand, there's a school of thought that says we would like to clinch with several days before the playoffs begin. A, to give some guys a little bit of rest. B, to line up our pitching staff exactly the way we want to use it starting in the playoffs. The American League playoffs begin on Tuesday. The National League playoffs begin on Wednesday. In other words, Zach, if you have to use your ace or one of your top pitchers on Sunday to clinch either a division title or a wild card spot, he probably will not be available until Friday night, which by that time would be the 3rd and final game of the best of 3.
That's a great point, Pat. Thank you so much. Always appreciate your perspective. Coming up, Cubs dealing with another injury to a prominent player. That's next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
A season like no other. It's crunch time, Cubs fans. Talk Cubs with me, Dan Bernstein, 9 to noon on The Score.
Hey, Cubs fans, do you have a plumbing emergency at your home or business? Call the All-Stars at Plumbers 911, available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed, highly trained plumbing professionals ready to answer your call. Call today, 1-833-PLUM-911.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Funkaway, a proud sponsor of Cubs Radio. Baseball is finally back, but funky odors have been here all summer. Funkaway now has even more extreme odor eliminators so you can live funk-free. With powerful sprays, a maximum strength laundry booster, supercharged beads, and a new smoke odor eliminator for the air, Funkaway will keep your home, shoes, clothes, and gear smelling like new. Guaranteed. Find Funkaway at Amazon.com.
Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. Chicagoland's oldest pizza chain and our fans' favorite game day food lineup. Open for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery at participating locations. Visit aureliospizza.com for the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza. It's the sauce.
Other banks charge fees on savings and checking accounts. Doesn't sound good, does it? Capital One reimagined banking. So it sounds more like this. With Capital One, you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. Get started now at a Capital One location or online. Sound good to you? This is Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Approval required. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I am Disinfector.
What's with him?
I told him flu shots gave us a superpower against germs.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support. From hand wipes to vitamins that are third-party tested to confirm they meet our high standards.
Take that, germs!
Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass when you get a free flu shot. Visit CVS today. No-cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com and CVS.com/tested for details.
Cubs Pirates in Pittsburgh this afternoon. The Cubs have a new leadoff man today, joined now by Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine. And Bruce, an injury forcing a change for the Cubs at the top of the order.
Yeah, that's right. Ian Happ dealing with a situation with his ankle, Zach. He tweaked it running the bases yesterday's game, and unfortunately for him, needs to sit out, probably a day or two. It's probably a day-to-day thing. David Ross didn't think that it was going to be all that serious, but Anthony Rizzo, as you said, will lead off today with Contreras batting second, Hayward third, Schwarber fourth, Maben, Kipnis, Baez, Caratini, and then Bodie. Bodie also dealing with a minor injury that he will not talk about. David Ross said that the injury is such that he can play him. He doesn't have to sit him, so it's not really necessary for people to know what the injury is, because they're dealing with it and monitoring it while he's playing. Chris Bryant, no report today as of yet. Came in a little bit later before David Ross talked to us in the media, so no report on how that oblique was going. 2 days of improvement, though, prior to that.
Yeah, the goal was to get him some mobility action to see how much the oblique could handle, and the hope is that they'll be able to get Bryant some at-bats before the end of the regular season. And speaking of at-bats, you mentioned the batting order. It's different again as David Ross continues to search for a combination offensively that's going to work. What's the issue from his standpoint?
They're not hitting the fastball in the zone. They're hitting the rising fastball, so they've become a little bit too anxious. Both he and Anthony Iaposi, the hitting coach, have talked at length to each other and the players about redefining the zone for themselves, where the fastball is at, hitting off of that, not fouling it off. That's Ross and Iaposi seeing too many foul balls off of pitches that are just slightly out of the zone. So center it up. Make sure that you reestablish what your strike zone is and move on from there. That's the message from David Ross and hitting coach Anthony Iaposi.
Bruce, you heard Pat and I talking about the huge series coming up between the Cubs and Sox on the South Side this weekend. From a pitching rotation standpoint, it's critical for the Cubs to get things right because they also have to balance the rotation they're going to use in the postseason.
Yeah, they're in good shape. I mean, you have Darvish going today. He'll go on a normal 5 days rest to obviously start the playoffs. But the option is that Hendricks could go before him. So they haven't named the who's going to open. Hendricks would be on 8 days rest going next Thursday or 7 days rest. So that might be too much. So, there might be a surprise. Hendricks might pitch before Darvish just because of the order that they're in right now. But both will be well-rested. And the third game, if they need it in that first round, that will be discussed at length about the rest of the pitchers, whether it's a bullpen day or a bullpen starter day with Mills and Quintana and people like that involved. We'll see. It should be very interesting. Uncharted waters as far as these two out of three win the best two out of three series. First time they've done that in 50 years in baseball.
Yeah, for the wild card series, which makes Sunday critical, especially if the division is up in the air on the day of the final regular season game. So we will monitor that. Bruce, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. The keys to the game are next with the Coom Dog right here on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Mully here. We're covering this jam-packed 60-game season on the Mully and Haw Show. Mornings 5-9 on The Score.
Every great play comes down to how you finish. And the painting, wall covering, drywall finishing, glass systems, and signage contractors at FinishingChicago.com always produce a hit. Top designers and general contractors rely on their pre-qualified, dedicated finishing contractors to provide the latest techniques for Chicagoland's premier properties. Before you start work on your next job site, be sure to check out their website, FinishingChicago.com, your free resource to find quality finishing contractors. Proud partner of Cubs Radio.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cards for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Want the best deal on a new car? Gary's got it all at Gary Lang Chevrolet. Gary's got over 2,000 vehicles ready for delivery. And the easiest way to shop with our express car buying system at GaryLangChevy.com. Gary's got it and can deliver it to you. And everyone drives at Gary Lang Chevrolet, regardless of credit. Gary's got it all at Gary Lang Chevy or visit GaryLangChevy.com.
If it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, he probably hates too much.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Molly here. This is where the Cubs play. We are Sports Radio 6-7 in The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
Hey, Cubs fans, baseball is back and summer's in full swing. Time to kick back, relax, and enjoy with Mr. and Mrs. T Margarita Mix. Made with only premium quality ingredients that delivers a delicious, made-from-scratch taste for any occasion. Mr. and Mrs. T Margarita Mix. Available in original, light, and daiquiri flavors. Now available in single-serve sizes. Ideal for consuming while at home or perfect for a small gathering. This baseball season, add an all-star to your lineup with Mr. and Mrs. T's Margarita Mixes. Available at Binny's Beverage Depot.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Baldness? Sure, you can live with it, but do you want to? The physicians at MailMedChicago.com have the latest techniques to give you the compliments and confidence that come with a full, beautiful head of hair that lasts the rest of your life. If baldness or thinning hair is bothering you, call for a free consultation. Call 847-259-1000. For hair loss, sexual issues, or enhancement, MailMedChicago.com is for you. Call 847-259-1000.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client.